coming out on top, but it doesn't count for World Cup points, but here's a wild card. Winning again, Boyd Excel is in the middle. To his left, we have Cousteron, who finished third, and then Bram Chardon, again, here for the first time, but providing some fireworks out in the arena. And next, we have Bert Cremant and also Jeroen Hoetemann, the course designer, to assess what happened. But I'm going to begin with you, Boyd. That was a fun night's driving, and you knew what you had to do. You had to be, once again, at your best.
Yeah, I mean, Bram and Coes, it started with Coes because he put the pressure on from the first round. So that sort of made Bram stay honest and have to push. And then came a few mistakes. And then I thought the door was open for Coes to pick up the points, but it wasn't to be. He was flying to win.
But obviously, for you knew that, okay, you've been very consistent. And your time again in the second round, more or less about the same. So did you know that you didn't have to give it the full Monty?
Yeah, but you never know really what's going to happen. So you can't, your sort of plans are still a drive forward. And whenever you try to drive slow and safe, it's normally when you actually slow down yourself and make mistakes. So you always try to drive forward and hopefully you don't have late balls, which is what I actually did two times.
Once again, as you drove into the arena, the crowd were pumped for a Saturday night at the Excel Arena, Boyd.
Yeah, of course. I keep reverting back to calling it the London Olympia, but it's London Excel Arena.
Please remember, it's named after you, for goodness sake.
It feels a bit odd.
Bram, obviously, I could see afterwards that frustration of having those two cones down, but you delivered it, you gave it your all, but I know how competitive you are, the frustration knowing that you produced the time of the night.
Yeah, I'm very happy that the horses found that extra gear in the drive-off. They came from a 150 yesterday to a 146 in the first round to a 142, so they really stepped up and they kept pushing to the end. But I can see I'm a few shows behind the guys next to me. I'm still missing some routine in the team. And then when you push harder, you get those knockdowns. But last year, I could push and stay clear. And now I think I need one, two more shows to prepare for the finals. But at least I'm happy that they showed the extra gear. And after 3 days of competition, after coming straight from Geneva, that they really fought for me till the end. And it's my first time here, and I really, really enjoy it.
Well, you must have endeared yourself because you had the show's director in the back of your carriage, so presumably that was a good bit of PR, and you played that one well, Bram, didn't you?
He has to, no? Yeah. He wants his ears and has to enjoy it.
Well, I mean, for you, though, the frustration and the disappointment, but as you say, looking forward, all roads lead to the final, don't they, for you, and what you and try and repeat what you achieved last year.
No, we need to have a critical look at the performance here. And once again, I'm happy with the time I produced. That means that the team can be a winner. And I know where I lack, and I know where I make the mistakes, and I know where the horses were not sharp enough. But at the end, I think the team will be very competitive later on in the season.
Boyd's listening very closely. He knows he can't rest on his laurels because, as Boyd was saying, just a little bit of frustration, those mistakes, but you were producing some competitive rounds there.
Yeah, the whole week my team was very consistent. The first round I drove a good clean clear round. Going in for the second round, you know, Bram had two down, so I thought, okay, there's a chance. But then I hit the first one, it's unfortunate. So I pushed a little more and then the second mistake come and then you know, it's over.
Yeah, it's just like having the first fence down in Germany.
Yeah, but I mean, that's the game. I think it was very good sport today and it was fun to be here.
Sort of assessing for the rest of the season for you, you obviously know what you've got to do as well. It's very competitive and that's what's so thrilling about this competition.
Well, every show I did so far I made a winning round, so I'm happy with that. It's difficult to beat Boyd and Rob. They have very fast teams, but I'll keep trying.
I know you will. Anyway, well, that's Jerome, obviously talking about the course and what you saw today. We know what a world-class field we have. Presumably you were delighted with what you saw this evening.
Yes, I was really delighted what I saw. I think I gave them a challenging course with a lot of speed, but also with some points of control, what they need. And it's up to them to take this challenge. And I think they really performed well. And if you know you have there's top drivers, it will always be a good showing.
And obviously a slightly larger arena to the one that Boyd keeps referring to. Does that, that obviously from a designer point of view, gives you more scope?
Yeah, does it give me more space to put the cones around the obstacles, but that is that they can have the speed and it's nice and flowing for the course. And also, yeah, they have to be careful, but they can keep the speed in the, also in the corners and around the obstacles.
But obviously from a spectator point of view and everything that was happening here, how is the general atmosphere here for this particular qualifier?
Yes, wonderful show, wonderful competition, but the guys makes it not easy for me. I'm looking for obstacle 3 and there's still an obstacle 4. And that makes it hard for us as judges here. But guys, go on, make a great show next time. Thank you.
And just in terms of, you know, watching on and the crowd and the way the crowd involvement here, I mean, this is, it's turning into a special venue.
Yes, of course. And but I can tell you, we have a very good equip here, together with my other colleague judges and with the course designer and so on. We have a very good conversation together, so we can handle it.
Well, just I'll give you the standings. Boyd obviously competing as a wild card tonight, but still sits on top of the tree. Brown is still is in third spot now after getting the full amount of points as the winner, because obviously not competing here as a wild card, is now on 20, but he's 4 points behind his father Eisbrun, who's on 24, and Kusti's gone up to fourth spot on the qualifying with 19 points, 4 points ahead of Dries de Greek. That gives you the current standings ahead after this sixth leg in London. Any quick questions for our teams here? Any questions? Well, I think you've got away with it. But once again, thank you so much, the three drivers, for coming here and bringing your teams, for entertaining us over the first 3 days.